Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
Good Monday morning. I'm Chris Seedens. Nothing but dark clouds hanging over Southern California today. Another heavy storm system rolling through, the brunt of it still to come. John Barrett has more from Duarte.
It started out as a light rain, but this storm is expected to be pretty intense, with quite a bit of rain coming down over the next day or two.
We're looking anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rainfall totals across the coastal and valley areas, with up to 4 to 8 inches in the mountains and foothills.
That's Rich Thompson of the National Weather Service. He tells KNX we'll have a flood watch in effect through tomorrow. We'll be dealing with strong winds as well. And in the recent burn areas, there's always the possibility of mud sliding off the mountains or a debris flow. Duarte residents, though, seem to think that local officials have it all under control.
You know, they did the IK rails here, so they have some abatement. It's something that they've dealt with before, so hopefully not going to be a big problem.
Still, heavy rains expected today and tomorrow, then a break in the weather midweek, as in sunny and warm, followed by another cloud burst barreling through this weekend. In Duarte, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
As for this storm system, where it is, where it's going, what we can expect, we turn to Weather Channel meteorologist Scott Larimore.
Flood watch kicks in tonight, continues until tomorrow morning for all of the listening area and much of Southern California. Talking 2-inch-plus rains here overnight tonight into early Tuesday morning, the heaviest rain overnight tonight and early morning hours Tuesday. If we exceed 1-inch rainfall rates per hour, then we could see debris flow problems even outside of burn scar areas, just like last time. We catch a break for midweek, Wednesday through Friday, and then we see another storm system bring inch-plus rains to L.A. Saturday and Sunday coming up next weekend. Our temps today in the upper 50s, lows tonight in the 50s, 2-inch rains by Tuesday morning. Stay weather aware. I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore.
Many Northern California communities had barely had a chance to start cleaning up from the last round of torrential rains before this current storm hit them. Several rivers have surpassed their flood levels, with Santa Cruz County getting particularly hard hit. Officials from across the Bay Area are asking residents to stay home today if at all possible. Bob Butler talked with one driver who tried to drive through the flooded intersection but didn't quite make it.
Oh, this is crazy. I was just taking my son to school and I thought I could make it. Look at that one. Yep. They stuck. This is freaking crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. She was stuck as several other cars got stuck also. One got pushed out by a coworker. The other ones had to call tow trucks. It's been crazy. They're also over in the other side of the bay in San Bruno, an 80-foot tall pine tree fell over onto a house on Saturday night, damaging the garage and a car in the driveway.
Yeah, the rain up in the Bay Area has stopped momentarily, but there's a lot more on deck with heavy rain and snow in the upper Sierras predicted for much of the rest of the week. The head of the Los Angeles Unified School District kicks off the second semester of the school year by visiting a couple of campuses. Our Margaret Carrera reports from Gulf Avenue Elementary School in Wilmington.
With students having lost ground in reading and math proficiency and too many still not consistently coming to school, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says this semester will be marked by deliberate, strategic academic acceleration.
Ensuring that every student is personally accelerated towards their full academic potential.
In addition to two more acceleration days in early April, he says they will be doing tutoring during the day.
Provided during the time between bells in school ensures that you have actually a captive audience. So you are probably able to address the needs of more students. We'll be doing this beginning this week.
Also starting this week, Carvalho says they are dedicating school buses to provide transportation for students who decide to stay after school for tutoring. He says they will begin with one school this week and expand throughout the month to the 100 poorest, most fragile schools in the district. In Wilmington, I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Harvey Weinstein's sentencing for rape and other sexual assault convictions sentence here in Los Angeles is being delayed so his lawyers can file a motion for a new trial. It was originally set for today, but the judge now pushing it back to February 23rd. The former movie mogul could be sentenced to as much as 18 years in prison for sexually attacking a woman here in Los Angeles back in 2013. Jurors couldn't reach unanimous decisions on charges involving alleged attacks on three other women. Weinstein's L.A. sentence could come on top of a 23-year sentence that he's already serving for sexually assaulting two women in New York.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.